Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I am your humble host, Rick Tittle, with you coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network, Sports Byline USA, home studios here, downtown San Francisco, California, but wherever you're listening, it is great to have you with us coast to coast, all over the world on the American Forces Radio Network. 500 outlets, 177 countries, ships at sea, AWACS overhead. If you're in the military, you're doing a great job. Stay safe. Come home soon. We're proud of you. Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force, whatever force. You're doing a great job. Keep it up. We're proud of you. Also on SiriusXM, 211 in progress. See the man. See the man. That's the Dan Patrick channel. And great to be on SiriusXM. Where are my truckers at with the White Lion Fever? Talking about driving, nothing else. Notorious there. Also on the internet, we stream through sportsbyline.com. Go there, click listen live. Any emails to me, rick@sportsbyline.com, sprtsbyline.com. That's an important email address for three reasons. Number one, write me an email. Number two, that's how you win the game, the brand new game I'll give away at 40 after. I have an interesting game this week. It's very interesting. And also the cheat code at the end of the show, send your request to an older game. I'll look up the cheat code for you as well. I always have fun doing that. Could be back on the Genesis. Could be on the, I don't know, whatever you want, NES, rick@sportsbyline.com. We're also at sbnationlive.com as well. Streaming that way. We're on the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app. Think if you, like, hold a coat hanger out your window during an electrical storm, you might get us that way as well. Just be careful. We're going to give away a brand new game, as I mentioned. Also, I'll let you know the new releases this week and your calls. That's the most important thing. I'm a gamer like you, so let's talk about it. 1-800-878-PLAY is the number to call. 1-800-878-7529. We're also on CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network. Channel 2 and 35 million homes. All right, well, we only got, how much we got? 51 minutes. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Wendy's breakfast burrito has an entire breakfast in every bite. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese, cheese sauce, and sausage or bacon. So the first bite is like fresh cracked American eggs, cheese, sauce, bacon. And the second bite is like fresh cracked American eggs, cheese, sauce, bacon. And the third bite, you get the idea. The boss of breakfast burritos, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you, and the lines are available all over this great land of ours of Romania. No, the United States. 1-800-878-PLAY. So, I'm a huge NHL video game fan. EA Sports in the game. And let's face it, they invented the first ever great hockey game on the Genesis. That game was the S. We know that was the one, and it made people, actually in the beginning, Ron Barr here of Sports Byline, he was the guy. I'm Ron Barr. Welcome to EA Hockey. And it made people fans of the game who didn't even like hockey or didn't have a team. I mean, that game came out, there were no San Jose Sharks yet. And so you just think about what that means. When the Sharks came out in 1991 and I got to play as them on the Genesis, that was so cool. That was when it really kind of hit that year. And it's kind of like, I don't know, like me with golf. You know, I'm not I would not watch golf on TV. It's just not my thing. No offense if you love it. That's great. It's just not my thing, but I love golf video games. And so EA, they keep, you know, you keep raising the bar and raising the bar and raising the bar. And now, believe it or not, on its eighth generation of consoles, the PS5 and Xbox Series X. And so you keep expecting more and more improvements, right? Now, that's not always the case. It's like Madden. You know, there was one year I remember right before the 20th anniversary. That'd be the 19th year. where I thought they mailed it in. And I was like, just take your Madden from the year before, change the names on the backs if you need to, but don't buy the new one. And, you know, I don't like panning games, but this year, you know, you got the Hughes brothers, Jack, Quinn, Luke. You've got on the cover, you've got a revitalized franchise mode. You got some good play, gameplay ideas. One of the things that I saw some critics complaining about is that it's too easy to score a goal. Now, I got to kind of break that down in two ways. So there is a world, this one, where there are extremely good goal scorers, and everybody wished they were one of those guys. And so in the old days, last year, to get goals like that, you really had a harder mechanic to execute. And so it created a level of skill that prevented everyone, in other words, somebody who just picked up the controller, of making that type of goal. So you could say it's too easy this time. And the other way is that you can have a guy on the blue line take a shot, and it's not a Brett Burns or a Chris Pronger or whatever, and it's just like everybody now is a sharpshooter. And that's not to say your third line defenseman can't score from the blue line. Obviously they can, or they wouldn't be in the league, right? But maybe a little bit too easy to score. But then again, my question is, how real do you want it? Do you remember the NASCAR game? Do you know why that NASCAR game went the way of the dodo? Too real. You would trade paint, caution flag, then caution flag, then caution flag. And it's like, no, we want burnout paradise. We just want to go flying. We want awesome crashes. We want slow motion replays of the crashes. And we want to get right back in and have that feeling of speed like Burnout Paradise did, even back on the Xbox 360, just did that better than anybody. And so there's a big difference between arcade and reality. But what they started doing a long time ago is you do feel like you're watching this on TV, which is amazing. And so I think they really did improve with some of the spatial issues, just situational awareness, you know, like the guy with the puck looks up, there's a guy in front of him, and he goes around him instead of bumping into him, which I think is more realistic, and it's cute. It's cool. I say cue because the mechanic for that, they call ice cue, not IQ or ice cube. Didn't have to use my AK. Today was a good day. Ice cue. That was the main gameplay improvement touted for this year's title, and that was supposed to avoid some of the awkward, unrealistic situations where you would see a hockey player do something that they would not normally do in reality, right? And I haven't seen a massive difference in the gameplay. I think, if anything, special teams, especially when you have the puck, power play looks, I think it looks more fluid, but I'm still upset when there's nobody on the point and it gets cleared out and it's like, where's the guy on the boards right there? And so look, the game modes, EA is kind of known for prioritizing ultimate team modes. And, you know, there were some upgrades. Franchise mode got a lot of love. And I think it's cool to be the virtual GM and try to manage through. I mean, you could do a 25-season simulation, which I think is cool. It's got a really nice hub. It prevents a lot of information, but not too much. I remember name-dropping John Gruden talking to me about wrist size at the draft. Like, you don't need to get into that. But the setup allows users, I think, to just immerse themselves in the universe that you want to do. And it used to take a lot of button pressing, and now it seems a little more user-friendly. And I think the addition of box scores and player game logs, you can zoom in on the short-term picture if you want as well. They have no move and no trade clauses. That's one of the biggest things I've seen
And you can even extend players mid-season. But I think the decision to double down on the conversation system is a bold strategy because it works on an individual player basis. Like when you negotiate a contract or you're asking one of your players to waive a clause or, you know, incentives. If you're talking with your head coach too, you can even ask your players to change their play styles. You can ask them to change positions, which is cool. But I don't know. I don't know how efficient that is. I mean, I guess it does feel a little bit more realistic, but you know, efficiency is kind of the name of the game. It's not, like I said, if you think about how MLB, the show, is of course a different company with Sony, they did the same thing with its ultimate team equivalent called Diamond Dynasty. They did that about 5 years ago. So this is kind of a way of looking at it in the hockey mode. But there's more changes in Be A Pro and NHL 3s. Be A Pro has kind of gone untouched the last 4 years, and that's when it made its jump to this next gen. Maybe a little bit slicker than it was. The arcade 3-on-3 mode, they have some gimmicks where pucks are worth different amounts, and mascots can play as well to have a little fun. But yeah, well, listen, there's great camera angles. I think it is a decent upgrade. I think it is worth your money if you had last year's edition. And it's just the best. And we know there's no competition. It's kind of a monopoly, but it is the best. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll come on back on the Video Game Review.
Want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop. Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
The Video Game Review.
And thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, around the world on American Forces. I come from a military family. I think most of us do, but even if we don't, we certainly appreciate all that we do, all that you do, I should say, in the professional armed services, allowing us to do this frivolity and mirth, talking about video games on the radio. I got something. I've been doing this show almost 20 years, and I got this same comment where someone said, "You do a video game show on the radio?" Yeah. I'm like, "Yeah." I'm like, "But you can't see anything." I'm like, "Yeah, that's true of every radio show ever." It's like, "You do a baseball game on the radio?" "Yeah, but you can't see it." "Oh, you're right. I guess we'll just have to describe what we see." I thought this was kind of an interesting story. If you are planning on going for a treasure hunt in Western Mass near the border of Vermont, you're too late because there was something called Project Skydrop. And it was the creation of two guys, Jason Rohr, not Jackie Rohr, it's Kevin Bacon. Jason Rohr, who is a video game designer in New Hampshire, and another guy who's out here in California named Tom Bailey. And every day on their website, they updated a little circle that was indicating where some treasure might be hidden. So not unlike these battle royales, it began a 500-mile diameter circle that went from Cape Cod all the way to Western PA. And then it got narrow and narrower and narrower, and it got to 45 miles. And as I mentioned, that area of Massachusetts. And so someone, Project Skydrop, they confirmed that someone found the gold statue figure in an undisclosed location 12 days after it was hidden. It was made of 10 ounces of 24 karat yellow gold, is 4 inches tall and 3 inches wide. And Project Skydrop estimates says it's worth $26,000. And in addition to the value of the gold treasure, organizers said they are also accumulating $20 entry fees from treasure hunters that go into a bounty that will be paid out the winner through Bitcoin. So thousands of hunters logged on to the site every day to get a better clue about the gold's location. The winner's identity has not been revealed, but they are walking away with a prize of more than $113,000 if you take the bounty and the statue as well. So they had webcams hosted by Project Skydrop. They showed the treasure on the ground in a wooded area with leaves around. And the only living things that people saw on the camera, one squirrel, one possum. But I think that is kind of a cool little way for, like I said, this is the kind of This is as old as the hills, right? But I think it's cool for these video game developers to throw that out. 1-800-878-PLAY. Emails rick@sportsbyline.com. Email here from Benny. Benny says, Rick, I can't take it anymore. Call of Duty Black Ops 6. Is that a Black Friday release? No, but it's usually October, November. We do have the official date for PC, PS5, Xbox Series X and S. It's October 25th. And so just before Halloween. And this is supposed to be a super action, more fantastical brother of modern warfare. And the campaign is supposed to be really good. And what's so funny when it comes to first-person shooters, like the Call of Duty franchises, whether it's Modern Warfare or Black Ops, what have you, is that even the Battlefield games, some of my favorites all time ever, is that I used to just play the campaign and I wasn't too interested in online until about 10 years ago. And then it switched. Now I just play online and the campaign is just something. If there's no Wi-Fi, you know, it's like, ugh. And you know what they did? And I think it was smart. What did they do, Rick? They actually had some people design these incentives. Whereas if you get something in the campaign, you can use it online. So I remember, I think it was Black Ops 2, somebody had the Rex, like the revolver, and I'm like, I don't see that available. And they go, oh yeah, if you get past like the 6th level campaign, you get it. I was like, ah, okay, gotcha. 1-800-878-PLAY. Let's get in and let's get heard. One of my favorite, you know, as I was talking about, you know, if you think about when you have a franchise and you every year you're looking for the bar is raised. I have kind of found with over the years with the consoles, all I ask, that's all I ask of you, is backwards compatibility and being able to play off of an external hard drive, because we've had that before. It's sort of like saying, well, there's no way we could ever land on the moon. Well, how come we could do it in 1969, basically in a tin can with less technology than an iPhone, go up there, golf, drive a car, come back down, parachute back, but you can't have backwards compatibility. And then why can the PS4 play off a external hard drive but the PS5 can't?
Well, you can keep your games there and transfer them back.
Great. Perfect. Well, we got news this weekend that PlayStation 6, yeah. Remember, we're just getting the 5 Pro. And if you think about 4 years in, we still got another, I would think, 4 to 5 years, if not more, with this generation. But PlayStation 6, I'm just throwing it out there because they did from Sony, they're supposed to be backwards compatible, not just with PS5, but with PS4. And that would be so awesome. Seriously. I have a lot of PS4 games that I like from, you know, I had to transfer Fallout 4 into my 5, which it worked, or, you know, Fallout 4 into my PS5. Sony has chosen AMD over Intel and Broadcom as well. And so the report was Intel and AMD were the final two contenders in the bidding process for the contract. And a dispute over how much profit Intel stood to make from each chip sold from the settling price with Sony rival AMD landed the contract through what they called competitive bidding. And as I said, eliminated Broadcom pretty easily. But the console chip designers, AMD, basically when they said, we're going to make it for backwards compatibility,
So remember, AMD made the PS5 chip. So, you know, Intel should have come in with that to begin with. I'm not a negotiator any way, shape, or form. But you think about right now with the PS5 Pro Game Boost, they say that can apply to more than 8,500 backwards compatible PS5 games on PS5 Pro. So, as I was saying last week on the show, you don't need to get a PS5 Pro because you're not going to notice the difference unless that's all you live for. Your raison d'etre is just to see that extra little reflection or sunshine or sparkling leaf or, you know, glimmering sword. I can't notice it. But the one thing, once I found out, PS4 backwards compatibility, well, that's something. They even say the PS4 games are going to have EIQ, enhanced image quality. That's nice. It's also going to have Wi-Fi 7 with territories that support that standard. VRR and 8K gaming, as I said. Maybe if I get an 8K TV, I would notice it, but I ain't getting one of those anytime soon. But I think it's funny when it says 8,600 PS4 games. Does that mean every PS4 game? How many PS4 games are? Well, Rick, don't you host the show? I don't know. Because they didn't say all PS4 games. Like, could be some atrocious ones. Nothing will ever be as bad as DJ Boy, by the way. I'm just letting you know. Nothing will ever be as bad. You don't need to make that backwards compatible. All right. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back. We'll give a game away. We'll also let you know what's new this week. This is the Video Game Review.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you know to check that your seats aren't in the visitor section first before buying tickets.
I'm so excited for this game. I can't believe you got us tickets.
Me too. Wait, are we on the wrong side?
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
This is going to be a long game.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
The Video Game
Welcome back to the Video Game Review. Nice to have you with us. Rick Tittle with you. Coming up in the next segment will be the cheat code. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. I like looking them up for older games. Somewhere, and I don't just mean one place, but there are places where, you know, the NES is still the only system going on. Not everybody can afford the latest and greatest. So I like looking them up for older games. All right, it's 40 after, time to give away a brand new game. I said I had an interesting one, and this is interesting. It's for the PC. I'm already laughing. It's the PC. It's called Recycling Center Simulator. Now, I happen to live in a town here in the Bay Area that has the number one, I'm not bragging. I don't think this is something you really brag about. But it has the number one recycling center in Northern California. And they have all these different areas where you drop off used batteries. And I remember one time my big screen TV completely broke and I took it down there. And when I was walking in, this guy goes, "Hey, man, is that thing broken?" And I was like, "Nah, I just throw these things away every couple of years when I get a new one." But it is fascinating. And they're only supposed to be from this town. You're not supposed to come in from outside, which I think is dumb. Wouldn't you want to just help everybody recycle? But anyway, when I saw this game, I think it's because we have such this elaborate, almost, I don't want to say famous, nearly famous recycling center here in Northern California. I was interested in this game, Recycling Center Simulator. It's developed by Ballast Games and published by Playway. It just came out 4 days ago. Here's the blurb, quote, "Recycling Center Simulator is a business simulator game with a first-person view. Make money from garbage, collect raw materials for your recycling center from different locations, recycle them, make money by producing new products, and improve your factory." Now, when it says collect raw materials, that's not what recycling centers do. I mean, it just depends on what you mean by collect. You don't go out and step on cans yourself. People bring them to you. But it says from different locations. So do you have the pickup truck with 9,000 pounds of cardboard in the back? Bless those people who do that. They got to do what they got to do. But I don't know. We'll have to wait to see. But you can have this game. Second correct answer at my email address, rick@sportsbyline.com. Don't break my email, all of you trying to get this game. But my question is this a game that has to do with recycling? Or is this a game about Wheel of Fortune? Just send me the answer to rick@sportsbyline.com. Recycling or Wheel of Fortune, and you will win Recycling Center Simulator for the PC from Ballast Games and Playway. I just love the fact that somebody made this. And we've gotten to the point now where I sort of feel like, you know, I don't want to say like everything that has been made because no, we're not even scratching the surface. It just feels that way. Like when Cicero said, stop paying inventors. Everything that's ever going to be invented has been invented as 2,000 years ago. So you don't want to act too big that way. All right. Also, another email here. This is from Cherry. And I'm not saying Cherie. It's actually spelled like Cherry. But she said that, I assume Cherry is, let's not assume anything. Let's just say Cherry wrote an email saying, Rick, it is subjective and objective, but seeing lists of best video games of all time, how can we judge those when they're in different eras, when people are from different eras? Well, yes, Cherry. And it's also, you know, it's like, what's your favorite ice cream? You know, and someone says vanilla and you go, no, that's stupid. That's boring. And it's like, yeah, but it's my favorite. And then someone says, no, I need butter brickle. And it's like, well, they don't even make that anymore. I need baseball nut. I need Jamocha almond fudge. And that's why I always say you guys are my unpaid correspondents here, because everything has its own taste and flavor. But a lot of people just say, you know, Metacritic has done the heavy lifting when it comes to this type of thing. And it's like, I saw this thing the other day. It says the highest rated game in the history of Metacritic is now only $14 on Steam. And I'm like, great. You can look at it. It didn't look in like anything interesting to me at all. But it's sort of like, I remember seeing a movie that got the highest rating of all, this is in the 80s now because I'm old, but it got the highest rating of any movie the entire year from the Association of Critics or whatever. It's called Salaam Bombay, about these kids selling tea in the rain in India. And might have been the most boring movie ever made, but a lot of, you know, the critics loved it. So you gotta take everything with a grain of salt, obviously. But anyway, Cherry here said the top five games that she saw or that they saw were Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3, Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild, Super Mario Galaxy 2, Grand Theft Auto 4, and Soul Calibur. No, none of those in my top five. None of those in my top five. Soul Calibur from the Dreamcast, Namco. Breath of the Wild's an amazing game. It's not even my favorite Zelda. My favorite Zelda was Wind Waker on the GameCube. Now, some people will just say, well, you know, that's graphically archaic. Yeah, but we're talking about, when we talk about different eras, it's like judging a movie nowadays. We're so on eggshells with everything we say. And now you go, oh, that movie's an abomination. And it's like, well, at the time, it wasn't. So it's like, what are our sensibilities? And so it's kind of like when somebody says the best song on an album is the one that's the biggest hit. And you go, well, there's actually a song on the backside of the album I think is better. It wasn't released as a single, so I'm going to have to disagree with you. It's like, no, we're not talking about what makes the most money. We're talking about what you like, right? Am I right? Crickets. But yes. Cherry, thanks for the email. Look, top five games of all time. I'd just like to hear your list. That's all. I would love to hear your list. Like, I would probably put Goldfinger on that list, from the N64, and you know, I thought that was an amazing game, you know. And then you look at it now and you go, oh my gosh, these N64 graphics are brutal. I loved Pilot Wings with Mode 7 on the Super Nintendo. I mean, that was absolutely incredible. By the way, it was GoldenEye. I think I said Goldfinger. GoldenEye. I knew something sounded wrong there. gold member. You know, do I put pilot wings in my top five? Maybe I do. But what you don't want to do is just go along with the crowd and say, well, everybody loved GTA 4. I didn't hate GTA 4. It's not in my top 10. Get out of here. GTA 4 is not in my top 10. It's a really good game. For you, yeah, but you don't, just because everybody else, would everybody tell you off the bridge, you jump off a bridge, it's the same type of situation. So I appreciate the email. Once again, rick@sportsbyline.com. If you want to throw in, we are here for you. One more email here before we get to the new releases. This is from Dennis. Dennis says, Rick, I highly recommend Snow. It's a new skiing video game. It's spelled S-N-O with the line through it, which Seinfeld hated. As a Danish American, I can tell you that in the Danish language, they have that. Snow is actually from Studio Gauntlet, which is a Norwegian company. It's a guy named Christer Rebney and Alexander Johansson. And they're the ones, I don't know if you've ever played Bonkies. That was a puzzle game about monkeys building things in space. A Bad Game of Football. That was heavy metal meets soccer meets computer gaming strategy. Neither of those were big hits. But Snow, and by the way, I don't know where you got Snow. I looked at some of the video on this when you brought it up. But Snow actually is not out yet. So well done on the recommendation. I appreciate that, Dennis. All right, let's get to the new releases, which are, as always, Tuesday releases, unless otherwise noted. All right, where are we here? Anima Flux. This is PC and Linux. Necro Story. PS5, Xbox Series X and S, Switch and PC. Phoenix Springs. Mac and PC and Linux. Rebots. This is Mac and PC. Wow, the Mac's getting in here this week. Dead Season, PC. Here's the biggie. Diablo 4, Vessel of Hatred. How about a little DLC for all the big boy systems except the Switch? Silent Hill 2 Remake, PC and PS5. To the Moon, Xbox Series X and S, and PS5. Tower of Dreams, Switch and PC. We also have Ace Force 2. This is for the Mac. Camp Sunshine. This looks like a Jason game. You see a guy with a knife, a guy with a flashlight in a forest. Switch, X and S, 5. Duck Paradox, PC. Heavy Cargo, the truck simulator, X and S, 5 and PC. Hidden in My Paradise, PC, Mac, Linux, Switch, and your phones. Of course, Apple and Android. Rogue Sentry, all the big systems except PC. Shady Knight, with a K, PC. UFO Robot Grendizer, The Feast of the Wolves. This is a mech game for the Switch. Amanda the Adventurer. This is on both Sony's and both Microsoft's, not PC. Amber Isle, PC. Backyard Baseball 97, making a return to the PC. Bloodless on the Switch. Dagon Complete Edition. This is, of course, by H.P. Lovecraft. Is it Lovecraftian? Yes. Everything but the Switch. And Faith, the Unholy Trinity on the Switch. Take a quick break. We will come on back with the cheat code.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618. Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet, protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
The Video Game Review.
All right. Thank you for that. And welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you. Just a couple minutes left. Time for the cheat code. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. That's what it is. Mega Man 3. Invincibility. Well, I have an email here from Shady. Is this Eminem? Shady wants to know, Mega Man 3, can you be invincible? Well, Mega Man 3 on the NES is, I mean, Mega Man 2 is hard, especially the final boss. Mega Man 3 is really hard. So what you do here, and bless people at Captain Command, or Capcom, which is short for Captain Commando. Capcom, you plug in a second controller into the NES, press right on the D-pad, and then Mega Man will be able to jump way higher than ever. But doing so again before he falls into a pit will also make him temporarily invincible so he can make his way back to safer ground, which is nice. So it's not God mode, but
Once again, plug in a second controller if one's not already in there. Press right on the D-pad, and Mega Man will not only be able to jump higher, but if you fall into a pit, temporarily invincible. Thank you for the emails. Send them to rick@sportsbyline.com throughout the week. If you want, I'll get back to everybody. Otherwise, we'll see you next time right here on VGR on Sports Byline.